Hey everybody, this is Marcia Reiner, and I have a treat for you on today's Profit with a Plan podcast. I've got Scott Riley with me here today, and we're going to talk about the potential mistakes that occur when doing payroll. Now, anybody and everybody that has a business ought to be doing payroll, so you need to listen to this show. Hey entrepreneurs, are you trying to make bigger profits in your small business? If you're like most of us business owners, increasing your profitability is always on your mind. And you're probably looking for ways to grow your revenue while growing your company. Well, you found a podcast that shares ideas to help you do just that. I'm Marcia Reiner, known as the Profit Booster and a business growth strategist. I've helped tons of small business owners to establish and implement a tangible plan that guarantees increased profitability, guide your growth and plans for a future exit. Because building a highly profitable and sale-ready business creates a win-win scenario. That's more money now and a windfall when it's time to let go. And I want to share strategies that I've learned with you on today's Profit with a Plan podcast. But before we get started, I have something very special just for you, my podcast audience. And if you ever wanted to supercharge your business, avoid profit plateaus and operational headaches, how about growth roadblocks? Let's get them out of the way. Well, I've created a brand new Profit Booster playbook just for you. You'll uncover three essential strategies and the quick ways to take action on them. This is not just a single page report. It's filled with impactful strategies, actionable steps, and expert guidance to elevate your profits painlessly. Go download this free playbook at boostingprofit.com. All right, I'm excited to have my guest on with me today, fellow provisor, Scott Riley. He's an MBA and serves as the Chief Operating Officer at A&A Employer Services, a trusted name in payroll and HR solutions. With over 15 years of experience in the payroll and HR field, Scott brings a wealth of expertise to the table. Having assumed leadership of the family business over 5 years ago, he has steered A&A Employer Services towards becoming the one-stop shop for businesses seeking efficient and comprehensive payroll solutions. As a seasoned professional in the industry, Scott is passionate about assisting small to medium-sized businesses in navigating the complexities of payroll processing. He is dedicated to helping employers avoid the common pitfalls often found in payroll management. His goal is to empower businesses with the knowledge and tools necessary to streamline their payroll operations, ultimately saving them time and effort, and don't forget money. Scott, welcome to Profit with a Plan podcast. I'm excited to have you on today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Cool. Okay, so love the idea of the family business. You know, I started in my mom's family business, which was mortgage origination way long time ago. Challenges all go along with running, you know, with the emotional and family businesses. But was there ever a time where you thought, yeah, no, I'm not going to go into the family business. I'm going to do something else?
Actually, it's how I started. So when I started working for the family business, I was a sophomore in college, doing a lot of the grunt work, you know, doing a lot of filing, reporting, some payroll, but not really even that, more of the back end stuff of just very much grunt work. And I never really found a passion in what I was doing. It was definitely just a means to an end, helping out. It was a job, you know, I was also working at a pizza place. So it was a place for me to make some extra money, but it wasn't ever something that I was passionate about. And I, you know, as I continued down that road, I was just more and more of what we were doing started to strike a chord with the things that we were helping smaller businesses. It wasn't so much like this process, this endless process on the back end. And that was what really, really made me more passionate about what I was doing, is actually seeing other small businesses, their issues, and how can I help? What can we do here internally, you know, with payroll, which is a small part of your business, but it is a very important part of keeping your employees happy, making sure your costs are down, things like that. So it was very, it was a smooth transition to when I realized this is what I want to do, and finding that there was actually a passion in there that it wasn't necessarily running payroll and wasn't necessarily doing the grunt work, but it was helping small businesses that didn't have a clue what they were doing. A lot of our businesses at that time, not so much now, but at that time were, a lot of startups where they just had no idea what they were doing. And it was just, I found a lot of enrichment from helping them and navigating through those beginning stages and making sure that they had all the information they needed before they kept moving that ball forward.
You know, it's funny how we evolve into our current role in our business. I mean, I started one way and ended up transitioning into another way. And it's beautiful how it evolves, right? And we find that one little thing that really just that drives our values for our business. So thanks for sharing that. I
Yeah, it's
always like
funny,
to get
right?
to
You know,
know
like
my guests a little
go
bit
ahead.
more before we just get into the meat and potatoes of the call, but that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about probably one of the biggest hidden problems I believe that business owners face that they don't even know they're facing. And that's why I thought it'd be really important to have you come on and talk about, payroll complexities and how to make sure that you're doing the right things, not getting in potential trouble, and making sure we avoid all the mistakes in here. So I appreciate having you come on. And knowing what you do and our experience and work together, and the way that you just really feel for your customers, I thought this was a perfect opportunity. So let me ask you now. We know payroll is essential, but I think a lot of small business owners think payroll's only important for big companies. And you prefaced here early on that it's really designed for small companies as well, right?
Yeah, that's basically where we got our start. And what we currently, most of our clients are under 30 to 40 employees. But as we have you grown and gone with bigger clients, it really is where we, like I said, started our company. We help startups, we help people that are one, solo owner only running payroll for themselves, because as you know, the tax implications of that is, there still might be a reason that you need to pay yourself and not just take dividends, and not just do the, tax, scheduling and making payments yourself. There could be benefits. That's more a CPA question, but there could be benefits of running payroll throughout the year for just yourself, or a lot of, startup businesses where they're like, am I ready to hire a new employee? Those are the questions that we can really sit down and say, okay, here's your costs. Here's what it's going to be out the door. What value will that person bring? How much time will it save you to add that person? And we have those conversations to make sure that that's the right decision moving forward. So yeah, it really is more important, I think, to have somebody who knows a lot about payroll to start than it is when you're a this well-oiled machine and have 50, 60, 70 employees, because you've already gone through those growing pains of adding payroll and knowing what that is and knowing those costs that are added to that. So there's more value actually having those conversations now to make sure that you're doing things the right way, and making sure that you're saving as much money as possible in that process and putting people in the right buckets and treating, each level of employee correctly too.
I love it. I love how you pointed out it is really important, even if you're a solo, depending on your corporate structure and so on, that you are paying yourself properly because you can't just milk the company for,
All
all the
your
money and
personal
running your
expenses.
lifestyle through the company, because that's asking for a whole lot of trouble.
Correct. Correct. And those clients that just pay themselves might just run up one payroll a month to pull out a certain amount of money, and they just pay themselves the same amount every month. But that at least they're having that W-2 wage at the end of the year that they can show A, the IRS, and B, your CPA that, hey, we're trying to do this. And then there's also, multiple ways to pull money out of the company. But by having that base of the W-2 and having those Social Security and Medicare taxes taken care of right out of the check, those things actually take care of themselves and on the back end, and really protect you as a business owner to make sure that you're running payroll correctly and actually pulling money out correctly.
Right, because the last thing we want to do is get in trouble with the IRS
No one wants that.
and the state and county taxes and so on that could occur. And I think that's really an interesting piece that I think business owners forget. Now, I love that you started, you told us a little bit about some of the consulting that you do when a person is deciding whether they're hiring their first or second or third, you know, one of the earlier employees in your company, and how to pay them right. Because there's a lot of challenges or mistakes you can make when hiring, and wanting, you know, don't you want to understand what you're getting into financially too when you're hiring, not just taking the work off of your plate?
Yeah, that's one of the pitfalls that I was, you know, wanted to bring up today too, is like when employers hire their first employee, they have an idea in their head of what it's going to cost. And yes, the salary is one thing, but the taxes on top of that, the employer has to pay a workers' comp, you know, having some type of percentage on top of that for your insurance. Some states it's required, some it's not. Most states it is. So somebody like a California employee that hires one person to sit behind a desk, unfortunately, you have to make sure that you have a work comp policy. The other thing that I find a lot is a new hire, you know, somebody that say, I'm going to bring this person out and they're going to be salary. Well, you know, each state has such crazy rules on what is salary, what is not. What does salary mean to that employee? Are they exempt from overtime because they do X, Y, and Z? So we really try to navigate that world for each new hire, because they normally come to me with, oh, this is what we're going to do. This is what I'm going to get. And this is what I'm, you know, hiring for. Sometimes, and I'm sure you see this a lot too, is they're hiring and they think that they can find what they're looking for at, you know, $20 an hour. And it's like, well, that you're not finding that. You're like, you're not hiring.
Exactly.
Like you're hiring somebody that's a $35, $40 an hour person. You're hoping that you can pay them 20. And that world, I try to kind of navigate that with them and say, you know, your expectation for what you're looking for might be a little much, but obviously you're going to try to find what you're looking for. And then on the back end, you know, just because you tell them your salary doesn't mean you can work them 10 hours a day. You know, in California, again, we'll just talk about California laws, you know, they have 8 hours a day. And, you know, if the overtime is overtime for, you know, even salary employees, unless they follow certain rules that allow them to be salary exempt, which are not easy to do.
Right. It means that you're ending up paying them $60,000 or more, you
correct.
Know, to make them exempt. Yeah.
And what I've, where we normally go, where I end with those clients or those people, is we just say it benefits you more actually to make them hourly. A, they're going to get paid what they earn. So you don't ever have to worry them not showing up, but then still having to pay them. And B, the employee is very aware of what they're going to get paid. And if they do have overtime, they are earning that. It makes the employee happier because there's no gray area. This is what we're paying you. If you don't show, this is what you're not going to get paid. And there's no, you know, X, Y, or Z, you know, worry about that. So most of the clients that come to me is like, hey, I'm going to hire this person's salary. And after a 10-minute conversation, they're like, you're right, let's just make them hourly. Because everyone wins in the hourly, and only the employer loses in the salary. No one benefits but the employee in a salary situation, unless they are higher up. They're working multiple hours. They're doing night things. Or they have, you know, a pulse on the culture of the business, is the wording that California uses. Those are the things that, yes, it would be a benefit. But yeah, that's very rare for a new hire to come in and also have all these things, unless you're hiring for, you know, the C-level positions.
Interesting. So yeah, there's a big can of worms you can have when you're trying to figure out hiring. And I think the thing that always catches employers off guard is, just because you hired a $20 employee, that doesn't mean your actual output is $20. It's more like $25 right. an hour, because you have to pay their portion of taxes and all the other you know, requirements and insurances that have to be paid above and beyond that. So I think having a professional that can lay out really truly what your expenses are going to incur and the best form to pay them in is really an eye-opener for the employee that you're bringing on. Now, you also do, we're not just talking payroll here, but there are rules and regulations that occur, which really scare the heck out of the employee or employer, specifically in California, is the one that we cover have conversations about more frequently. But there are rules and regulations on, what you have to do. You can't just, hire and fire kind of thing. There's rights that come in with the employee. And then when do benefits kick on? I mean, there's thousands of things that you need to worry about. And that's why I thought this conversation was really important to recognize that whether you've got one person or 10 people on your payroll, you need to have someone who understands the game.
Right. And your responsibilities change as you grow, right? You have one in person, your responsibilities are a lot less. You get to five, now you have more, 10, 12, 15, like everything as you grow, you have more responsibilities. Obviously, when you get to 50, now we have to start offering insurance. In California is one of the first states to pass a requirement for retirement. So anybody over five either has to sign up for some type of IRA or 401k for the employee. Or if they don't want to do that, then they have to sign up for the California Savers Program, which is a free program, but they have to give an outlet for an employee to do retirement deductions from their check. And
And
that's
that's over five employees,
over
right?
five employees now.
Does
And
that include the owner?
that actually, it's even worse than that. It includes every W-2 you issued the year before. So I have a client that currently is a small insurance shop that has two employees plus the owner, so three employees. He's telling me he doesn't have to worry about it. And I said, well, that's not true. You had been overturned the turnover last year, and you went through three front office people. So now you have seven or six W-2s. So the state sees you as six W-2s. It's a W-2 count. It is not active employee count. So now he has six, we have to do something. So it is not a difficult process. It's something that our team has learned over time. As far as, like I said, the California, the agencies in terms of government is one of the better agencies, believe it or not. They answer the phone, they answer questions, they're very, very easy to deal with. But it is something that you have to add to your processes. And this is something that we've actually internally have gone kicking and screaming too, because we didn't really want to take on all of that for every one of our clients that were so small. But it's something that we do now because it's something the clients expect from us. So it was something that we weren't necessarily happy about as they were, laying out these rules. But internally, we have many meetings about it. How do we do this? How do we take the alleviate some of that issue, those issues from our clients? And now we actually have a pretty good process down that it doesn't take us a lot of time for each of those clients. So it's easy for us to add that to say, hey, I know you don't want to give this Roth 401k type thing to your employees. There's no requirement to add any matching, but we have to do X, Y, and Z, or you're going to be in trouble. And that's kind of what we do, and that's how we navigate our clients through those, hairy waters. And they don't want to take care of it, but somebody needs to.
Thank goodness for somebody like you coming in. So again, this is the reason why, having someone that understands the nuances that you're facing when you're making your hire. And believe it or not, you are part of the company, so you're your first hire. And so this problem could occur a lot longer than, or a lot sooner than you may expect. So here's something that many business owners are thinking. Well, you know what? I don't want to go with the headache, so I'm just going to hire a contractor, a 1099 employee, right? Wrong. So tell us about that one. How do
Yeah,
you address
so
that
it's
challenge?
definitely something that's changing all the time, right? So since 2016 in California, there's been new rules for employers to be able to just hire somebody and call them a 1099 contractor because I don't want to pay the taxes. I want to save a little bit of money, X, whatever. Those rules are pretty strict in California. They're getting worse in other states too. It's a little easier when you're outside of California, just like anything else. But in general, if you don't have if you have complete control over the client and complete control over when they start, when they leave, what they're doing on a day-to-day basis, they're not considered contractors. According to California, according to a lot of these new rules, that they're actually considered W-2s. And that's one of the big things is like, if you're not paying the taxes on their behalf, and then California or the agencies find that they should have been W-2'd, they're just going to come back and actually charge you those taxes that they were missed out on. So
Yikes.
we have I've had a few clients come to me, in the past. We were paying these 1099s. EDD is coming back and saying I owe X, however much, and there's not a lot we can do for them because it's too late down that process. But if they were to call us now and have those conversations, like, hey, I'm hiring this 1099, which we do take care of 1099s too in the right case. So we can have those conversations. It opens up that dialogue to the client of saying, well, what is this girl Mary doing? Why is she a 1099? Oh, does she come in and she fixes all your computers and leaves and you don't tell her what to do? That is a 1099, and we can prove that. Oh, she answers the phone and she helps you write insurance, or she's part of the business and is whatever. Then no, you're skirting out the extra cost of the company, and somebody will find out. And if they do, then it's going to be a huge cost. I believe in California, anything underpaid, so let's say it's $1,000 in taxes underpaid, you have to owe that thousand, and then they double it in penalty. So it's a $1,000 that you would have paid up front now is at least 2,000.
Yikes. Okay. Well, see, and I think that's it. I mean, the employer can't sit back on his laurels and go, okay, I'm going to try and figure out a way around doing this. There in many states, there's employee rights, and you've got to understand, which causes fear for employers, and maybe they don't end up hiring, but in thinking about the growth potential of your company, rarely can you make a solo person a growth company, a real business beyond, it's how do I say this? You one person alone really doesn't make a company. You can start out as a company that way, but it needs to expand because you really shouldn't be wearing all those hats. So your employee, your
There's
first employee,
limitations.
your second, third, it's so important.
There's limitations to the company without having help, right? And
Exactly.
I just peeking behind the curtains, we had similar issues with that internally. We've grown over the last 5 or 6 years to a place of where we had to start looking to start filling in areas where I was being pulled to this or that, because those weren't actually areas that we were making money, right? I'm doing this now. I'm taking my time doing this. It's not helping the business grow. And we had to have, internal meetings of like, what can I offload to my team or add a team member, which we ended up doing, add a team member to say, okay, now you can do X, Y, and Z for me. So I can now keep focusing on growth, keep trying to book more meetings, meet with new people, because you at
Tap
some
out.
point, get stagnant. You can't grow past your capabilities, or you're working 80 hours a week. And none of us as business owners signed up for that, right? That's not
Of
what
course
we
not.
want at the end of the day. Now, there's times during the year, I will say December, end of December, early January, we had a influx of new clients. It was an awesome new year for us, but I was here a lot. I was working 60-hour weeks. I was away from the family. I didn't love that. I knew that was a small time in my life, small period of my life, but that's not what we sign up for as business owners. We sign up for the flexibility to not miss the recitals, to not miss the trips with our family, and make sure we can have these things, because we do work really hard in our business, and we also should have that time away too. And if you're the only one, then there's no way to get away.
1,000%. So thank you for kind of setting the groundwork of, because people, we all go through the mind, I can't afford an employee, I don't want the headache of an employee, but in reality, you cannot grow at all without them. You're going to hit a very low ceiling and not be able to have a real business that can function and grow. Now, you can go get VAs and you can go get, people, small things, but that's still going to have a pretty low ceiling. So now that we've shaken and rattled you, listeners, and made you understand that, employees are a necessity. And they're a very important necessity for growing your company. And we've had other conversations about how to really utilize them and make them go. How do we pay them properly, right? Make sure you stay in compliance with yourself and the government so that you can really effectively grow your business. And I think leverage of other people's time, energy, and effort is the easiest way to be able to grow and scale your company with that. And so, all right, Scott, we've labored on the importance of having the employees. We've talked about some of the challenges that most of us don't think about, but are kind of aware of. What are some of the hidden challenges that maybe we aren't aware of as business owners that when we're making payroll that we should be aware of?
So there's a few things that come to mind. A lot of it, in my opinion, or what I'm seeing and what we're helping a lot with is time. So a lot of our clients, let's just assume it's a client that's been running payroll for a while, and we come in and actually talk about their current processes and how we can add to that and not necessarily tell you how to process payroll, but how can we alleviate some of that time you're putting in? I think payroll is something that we all have to do, right? We have, you know, once you get an employee, you got to do it. And it actually takes more time than what people think it should, and or it's taking more time than what they don't know that they could take less. So we really do a good job of coming in. What are you currently doing? What do you like about that process? What is a, like a drag in that process, and how can we help? And then we use technology, time and attendance, our staff as just people to lean on to alleviate time. Gotta have a client in the LA area. They have 6 different home health locations, over 70 something employees. They came to us, they had 2 people working on payroll every other week. So they were getting paid biweekly, 2 people working on payroll every other week for, you know, almost a day and a half, basically 2 days of work for 2 people. We came in, implemented a little bit better time and attendance system, talked to their staff and their managers about how to help, you know, keep those hours dialed in with each manager instead of having one person look at all 70. And by the end of the day, after, you know, obviously it takes some time to get the process in, but at the end of the day, now it takes one person about a half a day to process payroll. So those, nice. Now that team, that group gets a day and a half of an employee to focus on their business and not something that is A, important, vital, we have to do, but doesn't make them money, right? We have to do it, but it doesn't make you money. Now you have more hours in the day to focus on your business, to grow your business, to add more homes, whatever it is, to better hire your nurses, things that they were doing also that now they can remove this person and go do whatever. Our job is not to come in and try to replace employees. That's the last thing we're doing. We still need somebody on site. I know that's definitely a barrier that we get through a lot. You know, we go into a new business and, you know, the person that's running payroll is so worried that, you know, they might be losing their job. And it's like, no, what the goal is to alleviate some of that work, because there's stuff we can't do. We're not on site. But some of that work to allow you to do your other things or have more time to do the things that actually make the company money.
Love it. Love it. So let's talk about the big hairy elephant in the room, right? You are a small boutique company, but have tremendous resources that are available and one-on-one with the same person. Let's talk about some of the really big companies that are out there. How does a business owner choose between going with a little boutique firm or versus the big guys, you know, the big, we'll call them box companies?
Yeah. So the big box stores are very good at what they do in terms of taking in your information and getting your people paid, but they're not worried about getting things right. They're not necessarily worried about getting back to you as business owner, and your time is not important to them. What we do, or what makes us different, is really we have a body at the end of the phone. So when you call into our office, and we have over, I don't know, we're just under 300 clients now, and we still have the ability to have this hands-on service. And it's something that my mom, who started the business, said that this is something that will never leave, right? We need to be able to answer the phone. We need to be able to answer questions. If we don't have the answer, we need to let the client go and hang up the phone, find the answer, then call them back. So it isn't something that they're waiting 45 minutes on the phone for. Just took a client from one of those big box stores, and they had a question about how their PTO was built. They weren't very knowledgeable about what they did to build their PTO and how it was
paid time off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, paid time off. So the vacation time and the paid time off for the clients or for the employees. So they for multiple reasons they were leaving, but this is one thing they had to call. So they call, took them 45 minutes to get somebody on the phone, and then the answer was about a 2-minute answer. It wasn't like a huge, it was pretty easy to answer, but unfortunately, that was, you know, an hour of their day wasted trying to get a 2-minute answer. And that's something that we just can't do for our clients, or they'll go somewhere else. We make it as easy as possible. Before this meeting, client was sitting with a CPA, called in, hey, I need this report, this report, and this report. I'm sitting with my CPA right now. You will not find that with any other, you know, type of payroll company, because we understand your time is valuable. And some, I, not that we love having those calls of like, oh, I'm sitting right in front of my CPA, I need it right now. But we understand that this is what's happening and you need it now. And we're going to do our best to get it to you.
I love it. And I think the other, one of the other big challenges with the big box store is the lack of the same person that you're talking to every time, right? Mm-hmm. Because they hire and turn and burn, and the cute girl that came out and set up your account, you'll never see that cute girl beyond the next 6 months because she's moved into a different area doing something different. And it's always, I always felt like I was a number and I had to explain my situation every time rather than going, hi, Scott, hi, Marcia, you know, mm-hmm. and having that kind of relationship. You just don't get that in the big box companies. So I really appreciate knowing that, like you said, there is a body on the other end that can not all the time, but they can drop what they're doing, solve your problem, let you and them go back on rather than having to go through this crazy system. But I think one of the fears of the small companies businesses may have is that you don't have the resources or technology.
Yeah, that's that. We understand that, right? So we knew going into to compete with the big box stores that we have to lean on technology a lot. So we partner with a very popular payroll software company. It's called Prism HR. Processes payroll for over 4,000 different payroll companies. Processes payroll, I think, for over 500,000 employees and end user employees. So we pay a very good amount to be able to use their software to catch up and make sure that our service is just the same as what you'll be leaving with those bigger companies. But the difference is we're not going to make you use it. Meaning 80, that place, they're going to tell you how to run payroll. They're going to go in and say, hey, this is where you go. Here's your portal. You put your hours in. Thanks. Press click. And then they don't do anything. Our process is, how do you want to get me the hours? Do you want to send it to me in Excel spreadsheet? Do you want to give me a login to your time and attendance and let me port it over or manually do it over? We want to build part of the process with you. We don't want to tell you how to process the payroll. I think that's the biggest misconception when you're talking about how you process payroll is there isn't options and there isn't flexibility. We really want to be customizable to our clients' needs and build a process out the door that makes everyone happy, right? So if I tell you we're going to do X, Y, and Z for you every time you run payroll, you're not going to have to worry about it. Like, you get me the hours, you tell me how we're getting the hours, your people are going to get paid, your taxes are going to get paid, all that stuff's going to get done, and you don't have to worry about anything else. And that's the goal. You don't have to go into a portal, put in the hours, have a keystroke error. Let that be my team's issue, right? That's what I pay my team to do. Let that be my team's issue, because then we don't have to worry about, you know, you don't have to worry about your employee making an error. Let that fall on me and my team.
Love it. Love it. Scott, you are a wealth of information when it comes to payroll. I think you've demystified all these challenges and fears and made it a lot simpler to have a conversation with somebody about payroll and not have to think that they have to go to the big guy to get it done. So where can listeners find out more about you, your company, maybe, you know, some more ideas that they didn't know about for payroll that maybe they should?
Of course. Well, first, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being here. It's a lot of fun just chatting with you. The last thing I want to do is scare anybody away, because payroll is really not that difficult when you really have the right conversation, but it can be very scary not knowing. And I think once you have the knowledge, it becomes very easy. And having somebody you can bounce ideas off of, call on their cell phone and ask one or two questions and just be able to sleep easier that night, that's one of the things that we really try to do for our businesses or for the clients that we help. You can find me at my on our website, aaemployer.com. You can send us we offer free 30-minute consultations to have these conversations, whether you're looking to hire somebody tomorrow, 6 months from now, a year from now, looking to go from 5 to 20 and what that looks like. Those are things that we can absolutely at least brainstorm, tell you what you could look forward to, how to make sure you're doing everything the right way, whether you become a client or not. I want to be a resource to anybody that you have that needs the help. We also have our lead magnet, which is basically, you know, a free book for everyone. Our clients or my team and I were sitting down and we were kind of talking about some of the issues that people have when they come in, right? And the questions that we get and the misconceptions of what payroll is. And so what we did is as a team kind of put together the five questions you need to ask your payroll company before you give them another cent, right? So there's five questions that make sure that you're doing things right to make sure that they're doing what they said they're doing, because that process of getting set up with whoever it is, whatever big box store, can be very fast and very overwhelming. I have a client that's came to me recently that thought his taxes were being paid by this other big box store, but he didn't check one of the boxes. So now all of his California taxes are currently unpaid. And it's just a huge headache on his part. He's a small business owner, three employees. Like, you know, it wasn't a huge amount of money, but for him, you know, that $6,000 at the end of the day, plus whatever fees he's going to have to pay, is going to be massive to him and his business. That if he were doing things, if he was under the impression something was happening. These are the questions that you need to ask. These are the five things to make sure that you're doing things the right way. And if you're not getting the right answers, there's somebody out there. If it's not me, could be another small payroll company. It could be a different big box store that can answer those questions a little bit better. And those are the things that we want to give to potential clients, anybody that's looking to hire, those things that they can actually, you know, have something in their back pocket to ask, because it is extremely overwhelming. Most of the time, the salesperson is like me, talking very fast, right? And you might miss something. These things, at least, are stuff you can have in your pocket to say, hey, what's this about workers' comp? Are you making my payments? Or how do I turn in payroll? Like, what is the best way for me to turn payroll in to make sure that it's right and I don't get sued in the back end and the pay stubs are correct? These are the things you can have, like, kind of in your back pocket for them.
Love it. Thank you, Scott. That sounds like a really valuable resource. And I know that there are questions that they didn't even think to answer, right? Or ask. So that's
Yeah, and
great. I
that's
appreciate
the,
that.
and those come from having conversations, which I'm sure you're doing with your clients too, right? There's questions
Exactly.
answered at the end of the conversation that we would never think to talk about at the beginning.
Exactly. Well, thank you for that resource. All right, listeners, thanks for listening today. I hope you found an idea or two to put into your business that will help you be more profitable. And we all know payroll is part of every business. And even if you're a solopreneur, you ought to be making sure you're paying yourself properly with payroll. So I hope you found these ideas helpful and got your wheels spinning a little bit to go, maybe I want to look at this again and revisit it and make sure I'm doing everything correctly and getting the most value for what we're spending, right? Because I'm all about profit, and this could be a real profit lever that you can pull here. All right. As I mentioned, how would you like to supercharge your business? Go download my new free profit booster playbook, packed with three profit strategies and the actionable steps you can take to make this your most profitable year ever. Go grab it for free at boostingprofit.com. And Scott and I would love to hear some of your stories, maybe some of questions you may have on payroll, maybe something that happened that you're not sure of. Just hit us up in the comments here on the podcast, and Scott and I will respond to you. While you're at it, please subscribe. You don't want to miss next week's show. And you can always catch Profit with a Plan on any of your favorite podcast players. I think I'm on RSS feeds for at least a dozen, if not more, so you can always catch us anywhere. And we're looking forward to more great profitable strategies and information on next week's show. So until then, make your plans and profit with them. Thanks so much, Scott.